So, human, can you make it big again? Why not? Why do you need a moment? Were you lying about desiring my body? Or is the fiery spirit of the orc chieftain simply too much for my little human to handle? Oh, that's how it is for human males. Would it hurt if I touched it now? Fascinating. I really wish we had more time together. To get to know each other deeper. To explore each other's bodies and souls. Oh, so there is something I can do to excite your cock again, human? Tell me at once. My body craves for more of your hardness and warmth. I will kill many men come the morn, and I want to do it full of your seed. No, silly. Not to spite them. I don't need them offended. I need them dead. I just want us to feel good together for as long as we can. I want us to be satisfied and free of regrets when we enter the fray. I want you, human. I want everything you can give me. Selfish, you say? So be it. But I will fulfill any request you may have of me in return. Let us be selfish together tonight. You want me on my back? Very well. I promise I will stay on my back for however long my little human wants me to. If he can put me on my back first, that is. You might not be going through a longing, but let us wrestle anyway. Either the orc way, or the human way you spoke of before. You are going through a longing, Then show me. Put me on my back, human. Show me your warrior spirit. So you don't even attempt a clash of physical prowess? You defer to cowardly tactics right away. Ugh, how pitiful. But what else could I expect from a human? Touch my breasts all you will, love. The pleasure took me by surprise before, but I won't fall for that again. Your machinations do weaken my resolve. But even in this shameful state, I'm much more powerful than you. Little human. But given how we are both enjoying this, I won't crush your hopes just yet. Sucking on my nipples? Do you really think that will be enough to overpower me? Foolish human. Now that I've tasted the pleasure of mating, there isn't a place on my body that'll make me like a suckling in your hands again. But you can try your best. Amuse me. Oh, not bad, human. Your fingers. They're stretching the lips of my pussy open. Oh, scraping against the walls. Some human magics conjure a lightning bolt. Did you know? Of course, Such weak spells have no effect on my proud kin. They just tickle. What your fingers are doing to me now, that tickles also. But much stronger. Much better. Oh, I think it's our sparks. The tension between them. Oh, it feels good. Oh, your fragile human fingers give me great pleasure. Oh. But you lost. I'm still on top and you're still below me. It was audacious of you to even accept my challenge, human. And now it's my turn to toy with you. I won't let you off easy this time. I will show you. Oh, what is that? Oh, what's that part you're touching? By the gods. Oh, you're making me shiver, human. Clit. It's called a clit. Do males have that also? Oh, this pleasure. It's making my spine tingle. Oh, it's blasphemously good. Did the gods truly want us orc kind to experience this bliss outside the battlefield? At first it angered me when my body made those unsightly, high-pitched noises. I tried to hold them back, but I failed. It was the first time in my life I've tasted defeat. On a personal level, anyway. I thought it would be a bitter taste. It should have been a bitter taste. I wanted it to be so bitter, my body and spirit would remember never to let anyone defeat me again. But, oh my love, since the defeat was something that you inflicted, it tasted sweet. It tasted liberating. It's unbecoming of me to admit that. But if we had more time together, human. Oh, if we had more nights like this. Then perhaps on one of those nights, I would be tempted to do what an orc chieftain must never. Oh, what any proud orc must never do. To start longing for defeat. To submit. A prideful part of me is glad we won't live to see the stars of that night. Human. Oh, human. Something's welling inside of me again. Do it more. I will soon overflow. Oh, I can feel it coming. Don't stop. Oh, that was a shameful, vile trickery, human. That was memorable. You used my moment of weakness to tense what little muscle you had and just barely put me on my back. Have you planned this from the start? Truly, you would make a fine orc. Cunningly brutal And brutally cunning. I hope the gods are not watching us tonight. But if they are, you have made Mork proud, human. And I have not. Oh, there will be payback, my love. Or maybe there will not. I did promise to stay on my back tonight if you put me there. The word of an orc is sacred. So I will. And there might not be another night. So savor your victory, human. Know that you are the only one to have ever bested me. How come a draw? You're clearly on top of me now, little human. Oh. Oh, now I see. Your swollen cock isn't so little anymore. Was it something I did? My sweet voice? Sweet voice. Human, I've made many of your kin soil themselves with my battle cry. My warriors tense up in compliance when I shout my commands, and yet my voice is sweet to your ears? There's warmth spreading in my heart, human. And strangely, there's warmth spreading on my face. Shush, my love. I don't care what name humans have for it. But the sensation doesn't displease me. No! Do not ask for my permission, human. Have some dignity. Take what you want, as an orc would. It wasn't a clean victory, but you have conquered me tonight. I'm your spoil of war. Do with my body as you please. What are you doing, human? I did say you could do as you pleased, but I'm still curious. Why are you rubbing the tip of your cock against my belly button? Is this some deranged human mating ritual? You want to fuck my breasts? I don't think that's how mating works, human. But I won't stop you. It sounds fun. Of course it doesn't hurt. Who do you think I am? I've told you before, my chest's been struck in battle countless times. See, I even have a scar or two to show for it. And there's only a few because I'm so strong. The touch of your pathetic, weak hands doesn't affect me at all. Oh, by the gods, your hard rod burns in between my breasts like white-hot mithril. I mocked you for comparing this titfuck, you called it, to mating. But I must admit, this isn't half bad. Does your cock feel good enveloped by my flesh? Are you glad you cheated in our match so you could mount me and do this to me? Yeah? Then prove it. Fuck my tits, human. Fuck them like I fucked you before. Squeeze them as hard as you can and shake your hips. Oh, yeah, that's it. Show me how desperate you are for my body. Oh, is that the best my little human can do? I thought you were going to fuck my tits. No, human, I won't. If you want my sweat-covered tits to squeeze and stroke your cock, hold them together yourself. What, are your puny little arms giving out already? Are your forearm muscles burning up from all the kneading? My, my. You're completely entranced, aren't you? You can't even talk back. You were so bold and cunning just now. But it seems my breasts have turned you into a panting, sweating beast. Look at you frantically bucking your hips, drooling and desperate. Are you close? Don't worry, human. Just lose yourself in the pleasure. Come here. Good boy. Do it. Kiss me and come between my tits. Breed my bosom and cover me in semen. Oh, there it is. Oh, it's still going. Your seed. Oh, it's so hot on my neck and face. This is like when the burning hot blood of a mighty foe splatters all over you as you strike them down. Oh, except your semen smells so much better than blood. We orcs are unfazed by the reek of the battlefield, but this is making my head spin. What a thick, masculine stench. Oh, are you too tired to continue for now? That's okay. Here, lay on my soft stomach and recover. I can rub your cute little head of human hair. I keep forgetting that you're just a human, my love. Of course you can't keep up with me. No, shh, don't speak. Just relax and catch your breath. I don't think any less of you for it. I still love you and your pathetic human body. Just rest on me and let us enjoy this moment together. You're so cute like this. It's the first time I've ever used the word. We orcs naturally despise weakness. Showing weakness is an insult to the gods and the spirits of our ancestors. But I don't despise you. In fact, seeing you like this, resting on me like a wolf cub on his mother, awakens something in me. Something I've never felt before. Oh, hey, don't hide your face. I want to see you flustered, too. Come here. It's all right. Don't push yourself. We can embrace a while longer. This doesn't feel the same kind of good mating does, but I like this kind of good, too. Shh, don't talk. Just be with me. No. I'm not disappointed in you. Have you been listening at all? My mind just wanders. I want to be here with you, but I just can't stop thinking about tomorrow. Of the war. Of death. I suppose I can tell you. Yes. The humans in your world, do they use guns, too? And magics? And machines? Oh. Is this attack helicopter truly all three? A flying gun machine? Yours must be a strange world, my love. But no matter. The humans here use a despicable but devastating tactic, you see. They're warriors. Each carry a thunderstick, or gun, as they call it. It spits a metal ball where the humans point it. It's the height of ignominy to use a weapon like this. Combat should be a clash of muscle and wit, of skill and grit. It's a sacred offering to the gods. But your kin has found a way to ruin even that. Anyone can point a thunderstick. An orc can easily beat 100 humans in a glorious melee and come out unscathed. But it only takes half a dozen of dirty cowards with guns to bring even the proudest among my people to a shameful death. Yes, human, we've tried ambushes and night attacks. In the face of total annihilation, we've foregone even our honor. And for what? Only to be led into a trap and slaughtered. You see, as the human horde advances, they use golem machines to cut down the forest to clear a path. With a cover of trees, we might stand a chance, but charging through an open field against their guns is a reckless abandon of lives. There is no honor in that, and no point. Well, so we told ourselves then. As for using the cover of darkness to pass by the sentries and descend with righteous fury upon the sleeping camp, we learned the hard way that there never were any night sentries in the first place. Instead, human shamans perform a ritual every sunset to conjure a magic barrier that makes a deafening noise if a sapient non-human draws close to the camp. We've tried everything we could. There's nothing else to try. You're right, human. Tomorrow won't be a battle. It will be suicide. But we have no more forest behind us to retreat into. We ran and ran until we reached the most ancient burial grounds of my people. The great Kurgan of the first chieftain Melzeka, champion of Gork. Forever entwined in a mortal embrace with the vile serpent Verkelka, his insidious foe, still seeping paralyzing venom from its broken fangs. This is the cradle of our civilization. This place was the beginning of our kind and our glory. It's quite fitting that it'll be our end. We're tired of running away. We thought that maybe we could trade dignity for time. That the humans would let us be if we put some distance between us. They're too full of greed and hatred to coexist with other races. Don't look at me like that, human. Don't pity us. We've made our peace. This is why we will fight tomorrow. For a shameful moment in our history, we deluded ourselves with the blasphemous idea that survival is a value in itself. That it's better to live a coward than die a warrior. It isn't. We've tried. Don't think I'm making my people do this. We want this. We want this. But that's for tomorrow. Tonight, we're still alive. And I want you, human. So, fuck me now. Fuck me like the world is ending tomorrow, because it is. Fuck the thoughts of them out of me. I want you to be the only human on my mind tonight. So fuck me until we're both too fulfilled and spent to think or to dream. If this is the last night of my life, I want to sleep like a baby. Oh, your cock feels so good in my pussy. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Yes, human. Oh, explore me. Yeah, hollow me out. Yeah. I know you can do better. Don't be gentle. Fuck your female human. Make me feel good. Or I'll pin you down and I'll do it myself. Oh, yes, human. That's it. That's a good spot. Lean on me and fuck me, human. Oh, yeah, good boy. Just like that. Oh, you're so good. Oh, every time you thrust, our sparks meet. And a shiver runs down my spine. Oh, Gork. Oh, I love you, human. I love your cock. I love your shaking hands on my tits. Oh, God. Oh, my pussy. Oh, it feels so good. Look me in the eyes, human. Look me in the eyes and fuck me with all you've got. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, you're making my juices splatter all over our thighs. You're close? Are you gonna fill me up? No, no, not yet. Let me rub my clit. No, don't come yet, love. Wait for me. Wait for me. I'm almost there. Last stretch. Gork, it's coming. Come in me, human. Yeah. Human. Oh, it's so warm. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, that was out of this world, human. I might actually believe you after all, my love. My little not from this world, human. Thank you. Thank you for being mine. I love you. No. No more talking of tactics. Just lay beside me and sleep, human. Don't think. Leave tomorrow for tomorrow. Shh. Later. Go to sleep. What? What is it, Gazgul? Are they upon us? They better be. You wouldn't wake up your chieftain for no reason, would you? Wait, where in Gork's name is my human? What have you done with him? Speak. What? What do you mean, it's gone? Are you telling me the venomous fang of Verkelka just grew legs overnight and wandered out of the sacred Kurgan on its own? Get yourself together! The humans are what? Screaming in their camp. Is this another trick? Or could it be? Foolish human. Gazgul, rouse every last warrior we have. We're moving out. To kill them, of course. To kill them all.
All but one.